did you, I guess, first take from the bye week?
Rest and kind of recovering from what we need to get better as the Patriots as a team, all three phases.
What are you seeing from Colts offense despite their kind of comeback?
I mean, it's playoff time, and it's one and done for a lot of teams. So if you're winning, you're doing something right. And in a lot of aspects on that offense, they're doing a lot of things right. So that's what I take away from it.
Yeah, what does it say to you about a team that can be down 38-10? I think probably anybody who's watching home says that's over. There's no way they're coming back, and they come back and do what they did.
Absolutely. I mean, it shows a lot for that team. And, you know, throughout the season, they've been in a lot of games where they've either had to come back or they played a lot of tight games and won. And so, you know, I think that taking a lot from that, you know, they're a tough team, and they know how to get it done.
The Brandon injury, how does that change things for you?
As far as Brandon goes, I'm not going to speak about it. I mean, but as far as just the team goes, I mean, everybody just has to step up. And, you know, everybody's role kind of increased on defense, especially in the linebacking room.
Dane, what's the biggest challenge
coming, the biggest challenge coming off the bye week? You know, I guess, you know, just every bye week, whether it's regular season or playoff time, it's, you know, just kind of wiping the dirt off your shoulder pads and getting going again, revving up. And, you know, I think we had a good bye week, and we practiced hard. And so hopefully that's not an issue. But it's always kind of just getting back into it and getting back in the rhythm of things and getting back into playing on Saturday night.
You've been fortunate enough to be in the playoffs ever since you walked in the door. Do you get a little bit more amped up for this time of year? Is it a little bit more special because you've worked so hard to get to this point?
Absolutely. And, you know, everybody kind of knows it's, you know, it's, oh, there's a ton on the line here. It's one and done, it could be. So, you know, every play matters. Every second you're in there matters. And, you know, it could be one problem play that costs your whole team. So you never want to be that guy. And so it's just kind of that time of the year where everything amps up in every aspect of the game.
This is a team that the Colts have allowed, like, the fewest, you know, the four split, they have, like, hardly any turnovers. Is that something, like, as a defensive player that you, like, is make you more eager maybe to try and get after anybody? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, you see where they're having problems and where they're good, and you just want to pick your battles, so to speak. So.